I've never seen that grow either. I've always seen it as it grows, but I've never seen tobacco.
Okay. Or you'd see what you grow your vegetables and then you grow them just in a little.
Well, how we did, we would, I would take a pitchfork, not a pitchfork, fork, and I'd dig the ground. I'd dig it, turn over the ground.
What was that?
A fork.
Little hand?
No, this is a long handled fork like that.
Okay.
And you take your foot and push it down the ground and dig the mud and you turn it over.
Uh-huh.
And you get enough of that air dug to what you want to plant. And then I would take a rake and I'd level that ground off and all the hard pieces of dirt, I'd take it off. And I'd pick up the light pieces of it, you know, the soft dirt, and put it in another container.
Yeah.
And I'd sift it through a wire, and whatever I want to plant, and I put this good dirt on it. I got some barn meal from the nursery, you know where you buy the mm-hmm. stuff for your garden. And I'd mix it with this good dirt. Then I'd work it all into this dirt thing. And then I'd just make a row and plant whatever I had to plant and cover it up. And I'd lay a board on that. And about 3 days later, I'd take the board off. Because you're supposed to cover this when you first plant it. If not, like the cats or the dogs come there and see this fresh dirt turn, they'll scratch it all up, scratch all your seeds up.
Okay. Now, what kinds of equipment are needed to take care of yards and gardens?
Well, you use a rake, like when you lawn mow the grass, you use a rake. Some people have a bag on the back of their lawnmower,
yeah.
Cuts the grass, but I don't. I just push the lawnmower, and when I'm all finished, I rake all that grass up, and I bring that grass out there to my chickens out on the farm. And we got one of those tools that you roll it along the walkway, and it trims the grass. And
roll it along the what?
The walk, the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And it trims the grass and the sidewalk. And we have a shovel, and we want to pick up the dirt, turn over the ground. And we have a spade, we have a hoe, if you want to chop something. And I have sometimes I put my wire cutter down, I forget where I put it. So I'll take an axe and hold it between my feet, upright, and lay the wire on the axe and take the hammer and hit the wire, cut the wire like that. I want to tie up something with a piece of wire, I'll do that. And then we'll tie up like a melatons. You know melatons are? Vegetable pears?
Yeah.
Well, I have a melaton tree growing back there.
Melatons?
Yeah. Excuse me. Well, I drive sticks in the ground and make myself a little trellis with the wire. Go backwards and forwards with the wire, make my own trellis. And then as they grow, they catch on to this. And then I can go all around underneath them and pick my melatons. And I do the same thing with the tomatoes. I have tomatoes out there. I nail them in. I got some tomatoes now I have to go stape up. I haven't did it. But over the other lady's yard, I already staped hers. I grow tomatoes, bell peppers in the yard now. And eggplant. Well, the tomatoes have to be spaced up, unless it's a patio tomato that grows low. You put a stick in the ground, and then when the limb grows up before it starts to bend over, you take a piece of wire or cord or something and you tie it to that stick.
Yeah.
Because the tomatoes get so heavy, it'll pull the branch down.
What do you call those little ones?
Cherry tomatoes.
Okay. You ever call them Tommy Toes or anything? They would come up just,
They got some that the boy drops the seeds and it comes up.
Yeah.
I call them cherry tomatoes. They're little green things like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my daughter has some of those.
When you were out in the field sometimes, I mean, would you ever see things that would just come up, like the potatoes might come up